Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It is, as the weirdos on the internet say, Wednesday. Hi, dudes. Welcome in. You Better You Bet is live on the BetMGM Network. How do you do, America? Great to be with you here on a Wednesday afternoon. I am Rob Brown. It is not Nick. It is not Femi. Nick will be with you here in just a little while, but you are stuck with me for the next 60 seconds of chaos and insanity. No, not 60 seconds, 60 minutes. We got way longer than you get the point. Listen, it's the middle of the day. The college football playoff rankings are out. I've been watching college basketball for hours and shall continue to watch college basketball for hours more into the night. Plus, we've got NFL. We've got games tomorrow. We've got Black Friday games. We've got NBA games. I know that you are all just absolutely fired up about the NBA Cup. Shut up. I like it. All right. Just let people like what they like. I like the NBA Cup. Is it dumb? Yes. Is it fun? Also, yes. Relax. Let people like what they like. All right. We have got so much we've got to get into here on the radio program. Glad to be along with you for the next 60 minutes before I hand it back over to the rightful ruler of these terrestrial airwaves, my guy, Nick Costos. Let's talk college football here for just a second, shall we? Our college football playoff rankings dropped yesterday evening. They are as follows. The Arizona Wildcats have made it into the spot where they get a little number next to their name. The Wildcats at number 25, a spot behind 24 Tulane, who stays in their spot. Georgia Tech, after a loss to Pitt, falls 7 spots down to number 23. One spot behind the team that beat them, the Pitt Panthers. Now, we're going to talk about Pitt in a minute because Pat Narduzzi has the boys ranked. I don't necessarily care what that does for Pitt. I care what it does for the Miami Hurricanes, ladies and gentlemen, because the Canes are now right there. They're right there in that spot. And I want to have a conversation about Miami and Notre Dame here in just a little while because I think that's an important one to have when it comes to the conversation of subjective eye test versus empirical and objective on-field results. And we will get to that in just a moment. SMU at number 21, a spot behind 20, Arizona State. Tennessee moves up a spot to 19, one spot behind Virginia, who also moved up a spot. USC down to 17. Texas moves up 1 to 16. Michigan will move up 3 spots now at number 15. Is that because Michigan deserves to be at number 15? Or is that to make it a little bit more sexy when they and the number 1 Buckeyes get together in rivalry weekend? in our next segment of the show, all about rivalry weekend, all about the schedule upcoming, what games matter, what games will have the biggest impact on the college football playoff rankings when they drop and we get to Selection Sunday in just a week and a half or so. Vandy is now at number 14. They hang on to their spot. Utah and Miami flip spots. It is now the Utes at 13, the Canes at 12, BYU, Alabama, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma hold their spots at 11, 10, 9, and 8. An interesting one as Oregon and Ole Miss switch spots. It is now the Rebels down a spot to number 7. It is now the Ducks up a spot at number 6. Your top 5 teams are Texas Tech, Georgia, Texas A&M, who are a cult, by the way, I stand on that. Number 2, Indiana, and number 1, Ohio State, after this past weekend, setting up the rivalry weekend. Now, there's a lot to talk about, but I wanted to get into this conversation for just a couple of minutes. I wanted to get into the conversation about eye test versus on-field metric. And I want to do that for two reasons. Number one, I don't think we're going to see too much movement inside the top 10 after the weekend. That's not to say none. Is it possible that Ohio State falls to Michigan? Sure. Sure. In a hypothetical world, just about anything is possible. Is it possible that Indiana falls to Purdue? No, but sure. In a hypothetical world, anything is possible. Texas A&M could possibly lose to Texas on the road. I'm not banking on it, but we've seen what the Longhorns have been able to do, pardon me, as they've kind of caught a vibe a little bit. Is it possible that Georgia loses to Georgia Tech? It absolutely is. Am I banking on it? Would I tell you to put some dollar bills, y'all, on it? No, absolutely not. I'm not quite there yet. I love Brent Key. I love the Yellow Jackets. I love Haynes King. I'm not there yet. Georgia should win that game comfortably. Texas Tech is an interesting one. They take on West Virginia. West Virginia is, and I've done the scientific research on this, real not good at football. So I don't think Texas Tech is going anywhere. Is Oregon going to go anywhere? And I do think we are now in another conversation that I'd like to get to here in just a little while as Oregon is on the road at Washington. And that is, what about the one-loss teams? What about Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon? What about Ole Miss? What about BYU? When you take into consideration the list of two-loss teams, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, Miami, Utah, Vanderbilt, Michigan, Virginia, all two-loss teams. Hell, Georgia Tech. And that one's interesting because, hey, look, Georgia Tech's lost two games. The two games that Georgia Tech lost, we know they lost this past weekend to the aforementioned Pitt Panthers, who are now a ranked team. And we know they lost on the road at Dave Doran and the NC State Wolfpack a couple of weeks ago. Georgia Tech committed the cardinal sin of losing late in the season instead of getting them out of the way early. And I hate that. I do want to be very clear. I despise that if we really look at it objectively. It is probably just as important when you win, or I should say maybe when you lose on the calendar, as it is who you lose to. And that can be maddeningly frustrating. But it killed Georgia Tech and their chance to become an at-large team at 9-2. Part of the reason is because they lost to Pitt, who was right there in the mark. And even though Pitt has more losses, Pitt head-to-head beat Georgia Tech. So they get the nod. So here is my question. If the playoff ranking committee just said that we're going to take Pitt, who was unranked last week, and we are going to move them all the way up to 22. And we're going to move them up to 22 because that is about as far as we are comfortable dropping Georgia Tech at 9-2. And we're going to say, out of the exact same conference, that an 8-3 Pitt team can go ahead of Georgia Tech, who is 9-2 because they beat them head-to-head. I am going to need a situation to play out for my own love of chaos and shenanigans. I'm going to need a situation to play out. I'm going to need Miami to just absolutely walk the dog this weekend. I'm going to need Miami this weekend to put everything they got and a little more on the Pitt Panthers. We talked about them. I said, hang on to the fact that Pitt is ranked. It was going to come back and be important. Here's the spot. If Miami absolutely shellacks the Pitt Panthers this weekend, and let's say they and Notre Dame, who is on the road at Stanford, let's keep it a buck. Stanford is not exactly an impressive team. I've got hope. I've got optimism down the line for Andrew Luck. I don't know why in the world they decided Frank Reich was the right guy, but that's a different conversation. Yes, I do, because he was Andrew Luck's coach in Indianapolis. Whatever. I don't have a ton of love loss for a 4-7 Stanford Cardinal team. So, if Miami goes on the road and they dog walk Pitt, and to be honest, I think they will. Now, I said yesterday on this same show, I'll say today on this same show, I'm not a big Mario Cristobal believer. I'm not a Cristobal believer. Bang, it was right there the whole time. It was right there. I'm not a Cristobal believer. Put that on a t-shirt, print it. If you do that, I get 2% for coming up with it. That's all I ask for. Okay. There is a very good chance that Mario Cristobal and Carson Beck, as we know historically, Carson Beck has played his not best football in high-pressure games. And this is absolutely a high-pressure game for the Miami Hurricanes. If they walk the dog against the Pitt Panthers, and Notre Dame does anything but walk the dog, what are we going to do in that spot? Because I do have to ask the question. If I'm looking at, let's say, BYU, who is 10-1? BYU has UCF at home this weekend. They should win that game. I wonder if right now, and I think BYU is a good team, just so we're very clear. I think there's been a little BYU disrespect by a lot of you out there. But I do think they are a good football team. If I put BYU and Miami on the field together, who you got? Who you got? Because I got to tell you right now, I think I take Miami. I think BYU's been in some fights. I think the one really good team they played, Texas Tech, absolutely slapped them around. Outside of Texas Tech, BYU has one other ranked win. And that's Utah, back when Utah was ranked number 23 in the country. They beat them by 3. And to be honest with you, I'm not a big believer in Utah either. So while I think BYU is a good team, I'd take Miami. Ladies and gentlemen, what we are doing right now is we are talking about the concept of the eye test. If A played B, I would take. I think A is a better team than B. I believe B is better than A because of X, Y, and Z. This is the eye test. And the eye test, I think, is the reason that 9-2 Miami is this far behind 9-2 Notre Dame. Because if we look at these two teams, it is absolutely clear and evident that Notre Dame is a better football team today. But then this brings me to a crux of the conversation that a lot of people have been having today. And I would like to throw my 2 cents in because, hey, they gave me a microphone. I don't know why, but they gave it to me. I'm going to use it. So let's use it. Notre Dame played Miami. It was all the way back in week one. Notre Dame played Miami. It was at Miami. It was all the way back in week one. Miami won the football game. So here is my question. If we have two, let's say at the end of this week, 2 10-2 football teams. And they're right there in a group together. They're right there in a mix. Again, let's remember, we dropped Georgia Tech 7 spots and we moved Pittsburgh from unranked all the way up to number 22 just so we could put Pitt ahead of Georgia Tech after Pitt beat Georgia Tech. So if we have two teams, and they're in the same realm, they're in the same group with each other, and one of them beat the other one, what I am being told by this committee right now is the eye test matters more than results of head-to-head football games on the field. And I, Rob, it was week one. That was 17 years ago. It was week one. Cool. Rob, it was at Miami. It was a home game, and Miami just barely beat Notre Dame. Cool. But they did beat them, correct? Like, these two teams played a football game against each other, and one of them beat the other. And what I'm taking away from this is what the committee thought Notre Dame looks like in those other 8 or 9 games matters more than the results on the football field. Is that, does anybody have a separate take than that? And you can hit me at the Rob Brown Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, whatever you want to do. But what I'm taking away from these two teams having, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, relatively similar resumes and relatively similar results. Notre Dame's losses are better. But I would like to remind you, one of those losses is to the team that we are talking about as their direct competition, right? So, with those two losses being what they are, what this is telling me is that the committee looks at this and the committee says, we value the subjective eye test of what you have done recently more than we value what happened early in the season, and we value it more than if you two teams play. Now, it is one thing if one of these teams, if Miami had lost 7 games, but they beat Notre Dame. All right, obviously, like you can't, like we just can't, right? Like, this is one of those times. It's kind of like arguing with a kid sometimes when the kid says, but Dad, why can't I? Because you can't. Stop asking me questions. I'm not going to put a 7-loss team ahead of a 2-loss team because they beat them and they gave them one of the 2 losses. But these two teams aren't separated by 7 losses. They're 3 spots away from each other. One beat the other. What are we doing here? I thought head-to-head mattered more than anything else. I'm Rob Brown. Back after this, You Better You Bet is live on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon. Yeah.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
I need some help from you people, because I've got to tell you, I'm not a reality TV guy. I'm not against it. It's just not my thing. Judge as you will. I don't know other people's entertainment choices. I watch like 7 to 10 hours of professional wrestling any given week. I'm in no position to judge when anybody else is entertained by. But I think there is one thing happening right now that everyone involved in college football is considering just world-class entertainment. And that, of course, is the Lane Kiffin soap opera. Now, the help I need is I need somebody, and you can send it to me on Twitter at the Rob Brown Show or on Instagram, same handle. I need like a punny soap opera name for the drama surrounding Lane Kiffin and whether or not he's going to stay at Ole Miss or if he's going to go to LSU or if he's going to go to Florida or if we're going to get that classic Royal Rumble moment where another college music hits. By God, that's Penn State's music. And Lane pulls a heel turn and an absolute swerve and goes somewhere else. I don't know. But I need something here. And I'll tell you why. Because while I'm not a reality television guy, this is about as good as reality TV has ever been. And if you're not a reality TV guy, but you're a college football guy, what a moment. What a moment. And we get a little bit more drama at it every day. It is being reported right now by Wilson Alexander, who covers LSU football for the Baton Rouge Advocate and for NOLA News, that a private plane left Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which, if you didn't pay attention in geography class, is the capital of Louisiana and also the home of the LSU Tigers. And that private plane was flying to Oxford, Mississippi. That private plane was then scheduled to return to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But instead, it continued its eastward journey and headed to Gainesville, Florida, which, if you haven't been paying attention, is where the Florida Gators play their football. Now, that's interesting because obviously Lane Kiffin, the current head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels, is also the hottest head coaching prospect in college football right now and has been openly courted by both LSU and the University of Florida. And of course, Lane Kiffin being the greatest thing that's ever happened to Ole Miss football, the folks at Ole Miss would very much like him to stay in Oxford, Mississippi. So, for a plane to leave Baton Rouge, to go to Oxford, with the plan to return to Baton Rouge, but instead then fly to Gainesville, everybody's involved. If I can, to use another wrestling term, fantasy book this, which for those of us in the professional wrestling fandom, means we're just going to come up with our own scenario that we would really be entertained by, whether it's going to happen in real life or not. To fantasy book this. The greatest thing in the world is Lane Kiffin didn't get on an airplane at all today. Lane Kiffin took some of that big paycheck that he gets from the Ole Miss Running Rebels. And Lane Kiffin said, hey, I'm going to hire a pilot to fly a plane from Baton Rouge to Ole Miss, land, stay there for 30 minutes, then take off again, say the flight plan was to Baton Rouge, but then change it at the last minute, go to Gainesville, then leave Gainesville, go back to Oxford, and then just disappear off the map. And that would be the greatest thing that's ever happened. I mean, ever. Like, I would say, hey, Rob, what's the greatest day of your life? Was it the day you got married? No. That was number two. The greatest day of my life was the day that Lane Kiffin trolled three fan bases at once by hiring an airplane that he never actually got on. That would be number one. Everything else checks in second. I need somebody to help me come up with a punny soap opera name. Days of Our Lanes, As the Lane Turns, All My Kiffins, whatever. Like, I need a soap opera name so that we can just start a daily social media segment where all we do is talk about Lane Kiffin and what's happening with him. All right. We have talked a little bit about the college football playoff rankings thus far. We have talked a little bit about the eye test versus subjectivity. Now, I do want to say one more thing before I get to the college football rivalry weekend upcoming and all the things that could shake out and play out based on results. I heard a very prominent, very popular college football talking head, and I want to be clear. Well, I won't say the name because this is going to sound as if I'm going after the guy. I'm absolutely not. In fact, quite the opposite. This major prominent college football talking head is somebody that I have an immense amount of respect for, somebody that I think does a fantastic job covering the sport, somebody that is not my least favorite type of broadcaster, which is a hot take artist. I can't stand hot take artists. I can't stand people who say things just to get a reaction by saying something that is out of the norm or not mainstream. This guy's not any of that. In fact, I got the opportunity to meet this cat at SEC Media Days earlier this year, and I told him to his face as I shook his hand, thank you for being what I think is probably the most respectable college football big-time talking head in the game. But I did have a little bit of a pushback from something that he said on his YouTube channel last night after the rankings came out. He said, in talking about the Notre Dame-Miami situation, he said, what college football needs to do isn't expand the playoffs any further. It's not change anything. It's not blow anything up. What college football needs to do is it needs to create a set of parameters by which teams are judged and gauged. And then it needs to have a process or a formula created by those parameters that we apply to teams at the end of the year, and we utilize those parameters to determine who gets a playoff spot. Now, we did say, I'm not against the expansion of the playoffs because I think playoff spots should be valuable because they are scarce. And I agree with that. I do want to add the caveat that that's not happening. The college football playoffs are going to expand to 16. And they are going to expand to 16, not because 16 is the ideal or magic number, not because 16 is the number where we all think, okay, like we're never not going to have that. I would like to remind you that if we went to 16 right now, Vanderbilt, Michigan, and Texas are in. USC, Virginia, Tennessee are out. Do you not think that USC, Virginia, and Tennessee would not be screaming bloody murder that they got left out when Texas, Michigan, and Vanderbilt all got in? Of course they would. It's not about who's out and who's in. It's expanding because more games equals more money. And at the end of the day, and something that many of my college football-loving fans and friends down here in the Deep South refuse to accept and acknowledge, nobody in a position of power and authority gives a good gosh darn about your love of the pageantry and the tradition of college football. You know what they care about? One thing alone. Greenbacks, dinero, dollar bills, y'all. That's it. That's all they care about. By putting in 16 playoff teams, they get more games, they get more money. You don't get any of it, but they get all of it, and that's all they care about. Now, we'll put that aside for a minute. Here's the issue we bump into. There is no, and let me clarify there. No one has yet, in the years that I have been doing sports broadcasting, no one has yet presented me with an idea, with a thought, with a concept, with a plan of how we can create, as the NFL has, an objective way of determining who goes into the playoffs. In the NFL, we have 8 divisions. Those 8 divisional champions go to the playoffs. And 6 teams who are the next best based on record go in. We have an objective formula. There is no debate. Nobody gets to the end of the year in the NFL and talks about snubs. Nobody gets to the end of the year in the NFL and talks about, well, they got left out or they didn't. I would love to see college football have an objective way to determine playoff teams. Here are the teams that are going, they hit the marks they're in. The reality is, it can't. It can't and it won't. There's no way to do it. Now, down the line, when we inevitably end up with two college football conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, when those two conferences expand to 24 or 28 teams each, then we can. Then we will have an objective measure on both sides. We will say, you're going to play in divisions, and then the division winners and X wildcard teams are going to go play in a bracket, and the bracket winner will be determined as the SEC champ and the Big Ten champ. And then we could one day end up in a spot where the Big Ten champ and the SEC champ play each other to be determined as the national champion. But we'll put our fantasy booking for years down the line to bed for a moment. As it is set up right now, with the Power Four and the Group of Five, and Notre Dame is an independent, and X teams in that conference, and Y teams in that conference, and yada, yada, yada. Guys, there is no objective way to get a team to get a playoff bracket. There's no objective way, or at least no one has presented me with a plan that makes sense. I've been able to kick the legs out of every plan about how to have an objective metric for who gets in and who gets out. And this is the debate. This is the problem. Listen, there are a lot of you. I know because I've been having the conversations with friends and family and fans since last night. There are many of you that are perfectly willing to say, and I want to be clear, you're not wrong for saying it or feeling this way. Notre Dame should be ranked ahead of Miami because look at them. Just look at them. Look at Notre Dame and look at Miami. Who's the better team? Notre Dame, they're the better team. Rank them higher. And you're not wrong. You're not wrong. They are the better team. In fact, if those two teams played today, I'd pick Notre Dame. However, there's also a lot of people out there that say, guys, Miami beat Notre Dame. And if we have crafted a world, and I want you to know, by these rankings, we have. If we have crafted a world that when two teams have similar resumes, when two teams have similar wins, when two teams have similar results over the course of an entire season, and they played each other and the team that won is ranked lower than the team that lost, you have created a world where at least in certain situations, on-field head-to-head results don't matter. And I just need you to acknowledge that. I don't need you to change anything. I just need you to out loud say and acknowledge there are situations where head-to-head doesn't matter. And the resulting question for me is, if head-to-head doesn't matter, why would anybody play anybody that's good outside of their conference ever again? Why would Miami ever again play Notre Dame in week one? Why would they not just do what a ton of other schools did and play Northeast Southwest Georgia State? Why would Miami not go play Florida Atlantic every year in week one? Florida International every year in week one? Why would they not pay them $1 million to come down and lose by 60 to open up every year? These games are games we have all been excited about, not just because it's big-time matchups and it's brands and it's legacies. They've been excited because they have always served to some degree as a benchmark, and there's always been the threat that when we get late into the year, if these two teams are around each other, the winner of that game might get themselves a little boosty boost in the rankings, right? And here's Miami not getting that. So I just need you, if you're looking at this and you're going, hey, it's okay. So what I need you to recognize is a few things. Number one, the playoffs are not expanding to prevent this. It's not going to be prevented. At the end of the day, we are still going to live in a world where Vandy, Michigan, and Texas are in, USC, Virginia, Tennessee are out, and we're going to have a debate about who deserves to go and who doesn't. So that doesn't matter. We're expanding for money. I need you to recognize that, number two, there is no way in college football as it's crafted today to create an objective set of parameters where if you hit mark A, B, and C, you're in, And if you hit mark A and B, but you fail C, you're out. There's no way to do that. I would love it. You would love it. America would love it. If it was just these teams that do these things are in. You win a division, you're in. You get a wild card, you're in. But we can't do that in college football. And number three, if we're all good with the way Miami and Notre Dame are lined up in these rankings, I need you to out loud acknowledge you live in a world where head-to-head results don't matter in college football. I'm Rob Brown, back after this on You Better You Bet and the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
It's so catchy, man. The jam is just catchy. I feel like I'm shopping in an American Eagle in like 2005. If you don't know what that means, kids, ask your parents who are now old. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is You Better You Bet here on the BetMGM Network. I am Rob Brown in for Nick and Femi. Nick will be with you here in about 18 minutes. So, like, hold your metaphorical horses, all right? The regular guys are rolling through. You just got to put up with me for one more segment. But I'm glad that you are. Ladies and gentlemen, we have talked a whole lot of collegiate football so far. So what do you say we flip it over? What do you say we go to the professional ranks, my dudes and my dudettes? Because is there much better than NFL Thanksgiving football? It starts at 1 in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, if you're me. It carries on all the way till an 8:20 kickoff. Eastern Standard Time, Green Bay's at Detroit, Kansas City at Dallas, Cincinnati at Baltimore. We do have a Black Friday game as well, 3 p.m. Chicago at Philadelphia. I want to talk about a few of these games. Let's start with a game tomorrow. Green Bay is at Detroit. The Lions at the crib. Giving away 3 points at home. The over-under in this game set at 47.5. I really want to bet Detroit to win this game. The problem is, I don't like the field goal. The problem is, I don't love the three. If that drops to a 2.5, I'll take it. If I'm going to play it, I might as well play it now at a three. And I might as well play it at a three so that at least the push is on the table. If it jumps to the 3.5, I'm out. I might have to play this as either part of a parlay, or I might have to up it just a bit and just take Detroit on the money line at minus 150. There's a few things that have jumped off the page at me about this bet. I would like to go back to the Packers beating the Lions at Lambeau back in week one. We've seen a few things change since the Lions beat the Packers. The Packers beat the Lions at Lambeau in week number one. One of the things that we've seen is that Green Bay's stop unit, not as good as it was at the time. It looked like Green Bay was going to be an absolute monster of a defense right out of the gate. And remember, that was before we even really got Micah Parsons going for the Packers. They've taken a big step back. On top of that, the Packer offense. You've had injuries to Jaden Reed. You've had injuries losing Tucker Kraft for the season. Elton Jenkins is out. We've seen a lot of guys that have gotten beaten up. This game feels like a game for the Lions to either embrace a narrative that they are gritty, that they are tough, and that Detroit, Michigan is one of the toughest places to play in all of football. Jared Goff under center. They've got speed at the skill positions that I don't think Green Bay is going to be comfortable matching up with. You add all of that together, and you add up that regardless of the metric that you look at, the Detroit Lions play better football indoors than outdoors, which I'm sure is not a narrative that Dan Campbell wants, but it is true. They especially play their base football indoors at home at Ford Field. The Lions are 4-1 straight up at home this year, and the Packers are 1-4 against the spread on the road. Now, I'm not going to play a spread bet here. If you do, grab it at 3. Don't wait for the hook to kick in. But if I'm going to take it, I'm going to take it at the field goal. Then we go to 4:30, the Kansas City Chiefs on the road at the Dallas Cowboys. Here's the thing, guys. The conversation about Kansas City, dating back to the preseason, whether you like it or not, the conversation about the Chiefs has been, is the dynasty dead? Are the Chiefs cooked? Ding dong, are they out of this thing? Here's the reality. That question might get answered this weekend. I'll tell you why. If the Kansas City Chiefs lose this game on the road, not only are a lot of us, and I will include myself in that, going to be out on Kansas City, who, by the way, must win this game to avoid falling to 500 this deep in the season. But I don't know if they make the playoffs if they lose this game. If they're sitting at 6-6 in a division where Denver's 9-2, if they're sitting at 6-6 in a division where, hell, the LA Chargers have already won 7 games, I don't see how they bounce back from that. I don't see how there's a way back. They can't afford to lose this game. The problem you have as a bettor is that Kansas City is -3.5. And I could absolutely see this being a field goal different game. I'll tell you why I am going to take, or I should say lay, the 3.5 with Kansas City. Dallas is about to play their third game in 10 days on Thursday. Kansas City, I don't think can have another stumble, and this would be one. Dallas is exhausted, not just playing their 10th game or their third game in 10 days, but they've also, I think, have to be exhausted because even with the emotional weight of that game last week, coming back against Philly from down 3 touchdowns to win that game. I just started sweating thinking about that. That's got to be tiring. And then again, you add in third game in 10 days and Kansas City can't lose. If they can't lose, give me Kansas City. And I'll lay the points in this one. We wrap it up with Cincinnati at Baltimore. That one's at 8:20 kick Eastern Standard Time. I said this yesterday on the show. I'll say it again now. Joe Burrow, I don't know if you're listening. If he's not listening, somebody clip this, put it on the internet, and tag him in it because I'm here to help. All right? Joey B, listen, I love you, dog. I really do. You're my guy. Ever since the documentary on Netflix, where you lost your gosh dang mind because you got to see the Archaeopteryx fossil behind the scenes at the museum. Listen, I'm a big nerd. All right. I love archaeology. Archaeopteryx is my favorite fossil. I'm such a dork. I got a favorite fossil. I love Archaeopteryx. It's the perfect illustration of the transition from dinosaur to bird. It's got all the bird traits. It's got the dinosaur traits. I love it so much. It is a goal to have an Archaeopteryx fossil on my tattooed on my arm. All right. I'm a giant nerd. Joey B, I love you because you are too, and we all see it. So please know that I'm looking out for you when I say this. Don't play football for the Bengals anymore, brother. Don't do it. I'm begging you. Why would you? Why would you? They clearly don't care about you. The only positive thing that I can say about the Bengals for you, Joey B, is that when you talked T and Jamar and the rest of these guys to coming back and playing one more year, they did that. They let them. They paid them. They got them back. My brother, they're gone. Those guys don't want to be there anymore. And hell, who blames them? The Bengals did not invest in your offensive line. You've been getting your ass kicked for three straight seasons because of it. They did not invest in your defense. You again. Well, not you personally this time, but the offensive line, you personally. This time, just you, like in general, have been getting your ass kicked because of that. Why would you come back for a 3-8 football team that can't make the playoffs? Like, I get you're a competitor, dog. I get it. You're a dude. You want to go play. You want to go. I get it. Like, can you? Like, can you? Can you win? Can you win with this team? You can't, brother. You can't. Listen to me, Joey B. Don't do it. Don't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, that being said, the Ravens are like the 24th or 25th best pass defense. Is anybody going to be shocked if Joe Burrow comes out in his first game back and he throws for like 310 yards, 320 yards? I might play the Joey Burrow over passing. I may take the attempts. I may take the number. I don't know. I saw the passing attempts is like 36 and a half. Guys, he's probably going to have to do that. He's going to have to do that because once Derrick Henry gets going, and he will, give me Derrick Henry, by the way. I'm going off the reservation a bit with this one. Give me Derrick Henry to score two touchdowns in this game at plus 260. All right? I think they're just going to rumble, bumble, and stumble, as Chris Berman's evil twin brother would say. I don't know. It wasn't a great impression. I tried my best. Shut up. Leave me alone. Oh, by the way, as I'm having it pointed out in the chat, and I read this earlier, I didn't know that it was definitive yet. No T. Higgins. So, Joe, don't play. Not only are you coming back for a bad team, but you're not even going to have your number two wide receiver. It's just you and Jamar, brother. Don't. All right, I'll put that to bed. Joe B, over 36 and a half passing attempts in this one. But I'm laying the 5.5 with Baltimore. I know that they're not a great football team. I get it. I'm laying it anyway. They're just going to run over, around, through, behind, any direction in three-dimensional space they want to run, they're going to do that. And it's just going to be a desperate Bengals team. I'll take Joey B over passing attempts. I might even take him over on passing yards. But I'm going to lay the 5.5 with Baltimore and feel really, really good about that one, to be honest with you. And then Black Friday, Chicago is at Philadelphia. That one's going to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Give me a Saquon Barkley touchdown, minus 120. I know he's been killing me, and I keep going back to the well. I was on a show on Sunday, and I asked the host, am I bananas for continuing to want to bet Saquon Barkley props? It was Pat Boyle, and Pat Boyle said, yes, you're an idiot. Please don't do that anymore. I'm going back to the well one more time again. Give me a Saquon Barkley touchdown in this one. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'm going to bet the Bears here. I really do. We're starting to see Philadelphia kind of walking back against the spread. Let me be clear, not to win it outright. But give me Chicago plus 7. I'll take the Bears. Y'all, I said coming into the season, Caleb Williams is going to be, and here I am being proved right. Caleb Williams is going to be, as I talked about on the show yesterday, and I will talk about on the show the next time I'm here, and I'll talk about it on BetMGM tonight when I'm there on Friday, and I'll talk about it whenever. Caleb Williams is going to be the proof that sometimes you need to blame the franchise, not the quarterback, for the failure of the franchise quarterback. Hey, thanks for letting me ride with you guys for the last hour. Your boy Nick is back in the next. I am Rob Brown. Follow me on social at The Rob Brown Show. Have a killer Thanksgiving. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. I'll see you next time. It's You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Later.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.